Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. We are the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop, he's Bob, and we have stepped up our game. We have Duran Martinez from Wild Michigan joining us here for the second hour. Good morning, Duran.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Wild Michigan, what a great show.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, 11 stations all over the Great Lakes State and right here in Grand Rapids as well.
Well, I met Duran, I think, when we first got this show together. He was kind enough to invite me over to his Lansing studio and take me on your show. And we just had a little bit of fun talking about wildlife and grilling. And always good to know professionals like you in the business. Jop and I are kind of rookies here. We still have to pedal our generator to get our signal out. And you got the big tower.
Yeah, that's all right, man. We're on, like I said, 11 stations. But, you know, we came to Grand Rapids like last year to talk with you guys because, you know, meat, grilling, you know, wildlife grilling, it all goes hand in hand. And you guys have like absolutely the best show. Not blowing smoke, folks. These guys have the best show to learn about properly cooking wild game, because most people cook it like regular meat, and that is a number one no-no. It's so much leaner and so much better for you that you cannot overcook this stuff.
That's right. And you know what? If you're going to be doing any grilling, someone's going to have to kill it. Why hire it out?
Exactly. You know what? And that's why I call it fast food. I call it, you know, organic eating. Whatever you want to call it, it's the best way to go as far as I'm concerned. Nothing against my pork-producing friends or the cattlemen out there. Okay, let's not get this wrong. But, you know, by the time you get done traveling, putting all your expense into your equipment and all the time in the field, pound for pound, most expensive meat you will ever get.
Right,
or if you hit it with a car.
It's almost as bad as that salmon you have to go for.
Right. And the last thing you want to do is ruin it when you're cooking it, because that's kind of like the cherry on top of the sundae, is when you get a chance after you've worked so hard, you've got it clean, prepared, and ready to go, and the last thing you're going to do is cook it and enjoy it. And if you miss that part, boy, it's heartbreaking.
And if you're lucky enough to be able to get to go down to Pike County, Adams County, Illinois, I got a guy here I'm going to hook you up with. His name is Tom Hill from Monster Whitetail. Monster Whitetail Hunt Club. Welcome.
Welcome. Good morning to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah, it's really good to get guys like you in here on the show, because when I walked by your booth yesterday, I had to do a 180 and buzz right back. You've got this gorgeous booth here at the Deltaplex. And it's the sign is Monster Whitetail Hunt Club. You're right down in the sweet spot of whitetail country. I mean, I love going down there. I told you I have a friend down in Quincy. I go down there, the butcher block. He processes 1,500 of your monsters a year. You guys have some of the best bucks in the world there.
Yeah, we're really, it's a privilege to live where we live and have the opportunity to kill what we kill. And our operations all fair chase, deer everywhere, and the quality is there.
You say it's fair chase. Explain to everybody what you're saying.
It's no high fence, no pen. It's all what's there is there.
That's right. That's real hunting.
Real hunting.
So what you guys do, if I understand it right, is you're going to help me get access to some of that fantastic deer hunting land that when I come down and I hire you guys, it's not necessarily a guide service, is it?
No. It's you pay a trespassing fee. We take that, show you the boundaries, how the land lays, you know, give you some pointers, you know, where we've been seeing good deer, and, you know, your own stand placement.
You know, a lot of the buddies that I hunt with really enjoy that particular service right there because it's so hard to get on good quality land. If you're an avid sportsman, you know that to be the fact. But when I get there, I don't want to be led around by hand. I don't want to have somebody say, you're going to sit in this tree and you're going to hunt from this hour to that hour. There are services out there that do that, but yours sounds, it's just you're going to put me in an area and let me do my hunting. Yep. Fantastic.
I always tell my clients, you know, I want them to make their own mistakes. You know, they feel better about the hunt. You know, at least they can't point the finger at me. You put me in a bad spot. If you hang your stand, you make your own mistake.
Yeah, that's it. So tell me a little bit, if somebody wanted to do that, how do they get a hold of you?
They can contact us by 217-617-2890 or 2891. Or they can go on the website, huntersvideos.com with 10M Outdoors. And they have a link up on the website there, and can get all the information there, too.
And do you have a Facebook page if anybody wants to contact you on Facebook?
Yes, we do.
You came with a stack of videos. I mean, this is about the biggest collection of videos and how-tos I've ever seen. And we're going to be giving those away down here at the Deltaplex. Your buddy here is from Belding. He actually produced that. Is it TM?
T&L Outdoors and Flat River Studios. And joining us right now is Tim Flynn from T&M Outdoors and Flat River Studios. And what he's got here is he's got a host of videos. One's called Hunt in Pike County. That's how he hooked up with the Monster Whitetail guys. Shallow Water Secrets for Fishing, Bristling Boars, and one that I am definitely going to take a look at is this game processing. Tell me a little bit about that, Tim.
Well, we partnered with Gary Zick, who produces all the Cabela's meat products for their holiday catalogs, and longtime butcher. His family's been in the game processing business for years and years. Excellent step-by-step guide to boneless cuts of meat. It's just the way my dad taught me how to do it. And really, if you're going to be throwing some meat on the grill, it all starts with after-kill care. You need to have a clean carcass to begin with, and then you need to parse that out and make sure you get rid of all the tallow, connective tissue, sinew, those things. So we've also got a great download product called Practical Field Dressing. It's great for first-time hunters, but you wouldn't believe the butchers I talk to that they see some deer that still have, you know, vital organs in it, and it really detracts from the
quality. What a great idea, and what a perfect interview for Wild Michigan. With us is Duran Martinez from Wild Michigan, as we said earlier. And Duran, what do you think of this guy?
You know, I don't do my own. You know, but we talk to guys too. How do I get my deer ready for processing? That's a place that a lot of people skip. A lot of people don't know exactly. A lot of first time hunters, especially, don't know what's involved to getting it ready for processing. A good processor will take all that time to take the connective tissue and, you know, cutting when it comes to burger or anything else. But if this is the first time, you want to do it yourself, you want to save a few bucks, this is where you come and get professional instruction.
That's
from
right.
Videos like this.
What a great idea, because let's say your dad taught you and his dad taught him and yada yada.
Oh.
Maybe the first guy didn't really get it, you know? So, I mean, I think this is a segment for Wild Michigan coming up here now.
It's definitely, because it's never too early to think about.
That's
either.
Right. It's a great time. You're sitting inside in the winter, maybe you're stuck, pop one of these CDs and DVDs. We've got like 8 of them we're giving away here. If you come down to the Deltaplex Hunting Time Expo, we're right up front in the lobby right now. We've got 8 of these things. Come on up and say hi. And if not, we're going to be in the back smoking up that wild boar. And we'd love to give these away because this is very cool. This is what we're all about.
Very good. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for your time. Again, we got them on game processing, Bristling Boars, Shallow Water Secrets. That's actually a fishing video. And then Hunt in Pike County with our guys from Monster Whitetails. So
that's right.
If you just come by, tell us you heard us on this on the show this morning, and we'll be happy to give you one of these guys' videos of your choice. So.
And Tom just reminded me that, you know, hunting down in Pike County is affordable, and it really is. It's not an expensive part of the world. I mean, the out-of-state tag will cost you a couple $100, but if you've never had an experience like anything like this, you got to go down there and do it, because I love going down there. It honestly is just phenomenal for deer.
Yeah, we drove through there on our way to see Cowboy Rob Russell, and you were talking about it on the way there. I've not had the privilege of hunting, but we're going to watch these videos, and we'll be pumping it from here forward.
Hey, I think we're going to be seeing Tom Hill in the future.
Right. Coming up next, we're going down under. We're going to South Africa with a guy named Tini Vanberger from Warthog Safari. Man, this guy, you're going to enjoy this interview. He's got a lot of wealth of knowledge. He's a professional hunter. First guy I've ever met that makes his living as a hunter. And then we've got this thing called a tailgater from a lady named Amanda Wildman, which is a portable satellite TV. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're at the Deltaplex. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.